Today I am absolutely, without a doubt, thrilled with the guest that we have on The Financial Truth with Carla Cargill. I have been personally blessed, empowered, and enlightened by his work. And we have with us today John Randolph Price. He is an internationally known visionary, philosopher, lecturer, and best-selling author. And today he and I will spend some time talking about his book, The Abundance Book, and we will outline the 40-day prosperity plan. He is coming to us live today from Boerne, Texas, a few miles outside of San Antonio. Welcome, Mr. John Randolph Price, to The Financial Truth.
Well, Carla, it's a pleasure being with you today. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you so much for accepting our invitation, and I am excited to share you with the listeners, and I am certain that they will be as empowered by your words as I have been. And what I would like to start off with is just to kind of give us an idea of what led you to write the Abundance Book.
Well, whenever there is a problem, whenever there is a sense of lack, one tries to find the door that will open into a life more abundant. And back in the early 1980s, we had formed the Cordis Foundation. I had resigned all my clients in the advertising and PR firm I had. And Jan one day said, what are we going to do for money? We've launched this new foundation, and we're going to be writing books, but until the books are published, how are we going to make it? And I said, let's don't worry about it. Spirit has provided. And which we didn't know at the time was that that was the catalyst for the writing of the Abundance Book.
Mm-hmm.
I first wrote it as a chapter in the book Planetary Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And then later we took it out of that and made it into a separate book, which people call the Little Green Book. And by working with the 40-Day Prosperity Plan, we came out of that hole of deprivation very quickly and were able to publish several books and get the foundation rolling to do what it was supposed to do. So that was the beginning of the book. And as we promoted it, the sales began to increase. And then later we sold many of the books that Cordis had been publishing to Hay House in California. And they put out a magnificent cover, and now it has its own CD in it, and it has been a phenomenal success. So it all began, Carla, with needing something to spur us into a higher frequency of consciousness so that we could realize the abundance that is the inheritance and the birthright of everyone.
Now, just what you mentioned there, abundance is the inheritance and the birthright to everyone. Could you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Well, let's think about omnipresence.
Mm-hmm.
That spirit of God, omnipresent, is also the spirit of abundance. Abundance is everywhere. There is no law for scarcity. There is no law for lack or limitation. The only divine law there is the law of abundance, the law of increase. And as we begin to realize that, we understand that we are that spirit of abundance individualized. We have a divine consciousness. That consciousness is eternally aware of its own self as lavish abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our birthright. This is, you know, Emerson wrote, the only sin is the sin of limitation. And
That's good.
If we dwell on lack and dwell on limitation, it becomes a law unto our world. But if we dwell and meditate and contemplate the truth of us, that we are the abundance of the universe, the abundance of God, right where we are, and begin to realize this, what happens is that our consciousness becomes in tune with the infinite, and as that substance, that flow, that creative intelligence, that power that flows through us, literally appears as money,
mm-hmm.
automobiles, homes, and every other good thing that we could possibly imagine and desire.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. And, you know, one of my favorite sayings is that the divine God never says no. Whatever we choose as a part of that pressing from within as one of those heartfelt desires, it will manifest if we believe it and if we accept it. Because, again, God never says no. It's always a divine yes. And when we can understand that, we can be more comfortable with life, let go of the worries, let go of the concerns, and get things back into the natural process.
Mm-hmm.
In the old wisdom schools of the ancient past, the old masters would say, there is no such thing as limitation.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as lack or scarcity. The only truth is abundance, and energy follows thought.
Hmm.
As we think abundance, the energy goes before us to manifest abundance. But we have to think it, we have to feel it, and we have to live it. It's not something that we sit down and do one day and expect we walk outside the door the next morning and there's a basket full of money. It takes a process of understanding and learning what the truth is, realizing it, and then go forth with the ideas that come into mind that help us to become a co-creator, so to speak, with that infinite intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we tell people, if you work it, work the plan will work with you. And not to give up. I've told the story many times, and I'll share it with you. We were in San Diego. Jan was signing her book. We were at a bookstore, Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
She was signing her book, The Other Side of Death, and I was signing my book, new book, Angel Energy. And a young woman stepped up to the table with a beat-up, battered abundance book with a rubber band around it, and she says, I have the other books, but would you sign this old abundance book?
Mm-hmm.
And I opened it. She opened it up, and it was falling apart, and I said, let me get you another one. And she said, oh, no, I've underlined this. It has all my energy in it. And she said, I'm on day 307. Well, I got up from the table, walked around, and gave her a hug, and I said, please, don't give up now. And she looked at me and smiled, and she said, oh, Mr. Price, on day 38, my income doubled. Now, I can't remember the exact times, but like on day 72, I paid off my mortgage.
Wow.
And she said, on day 100 and something, I was offered a new job with another double in salary. And she went on to tell me all the things that had happened right up to that date. So I signed her book, and as she walked away, I leaned over to Jan, and I said, honey, let's buy a copy of my book, The Abundance Book, here in the bookstore, and we're going to start working the 40-day plan again. Because what I had done, I had written it, and then we had worked with it, but then I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gave, you know, spirit works in mysterious ways. So this gave us the opportunity to get back in tune with the source. And when we did that, again, things began to happen. So it's, you know, if the people that we meet in life are there by divine providence, they're there to help us. We're there to help other people, and other people are there to help us. And this is what makes living on this planet such an exciting adventure.
You know, that's incredible, because I was going to ask you, is there a specific significance with the 40 days? Is there a reason why it's a 40-day prosperity plan?
I had read in a book many, many years ago. I was just out of college, and I remembered a psychologist saying that it takes 40 days to believe something.
Hmm.
That it's a part of, he was using the words auto-suggestion, which, you know, we interpret to be a continuous affirmative prayer, to where it sinks into that belief system. And that the idea of 40 days stayed with me all through the years. And then, of course, in the Bible, there is so many references
right.
to 40
mm-hmm.
days.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was beginning to develop the 40-day plan, I thought, yes, 40 days. I only had 10 statements, 10 affirmative statements, but I thought I see how we can do this. We can go through the 10 steps four times, and that would be 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it really wasn't a mysterious thing. It was simply a practical thing to impress that subconscious mind, or what is now, what we now know is the heart center, that feminine center, that creative center within us, where we feel. And by impressing that feeling nature over a period of 40 days, it sinks in the consciousness and stays there. It, so to speak, it kind of locks in, so that then we don't have to continue over and over again to try to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a natural part of our living.
Well, that's interesting, because, you know, to a certain extent, I love to have a good time and laugh. Is it necessary for some people who have been in a state of lack and limitation for so many years, should they do more than 40 days? Because it might take more than 40 days to change that spiritual.
Yes, I would suggest keep going, because if it hasn't worked by the 40th day, that simply means that consciousness has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell people over and over, don't go into the 40-day prosperity plan with the idea of making money. Now, I know this sounds strange, but the money will come when the consciousness is changed. So the whole purpose of the 40-day plan is to change consciousness, to change the focus from concern and worry about the bills, the credit card payments, what's coming up, because concern, worry, fear, anxiety presses down and limits that flow from within out that appears as dollars. So as we work with the plan, what we're really doing is releasing, letting go, and turning to our source, and let that presence work in and through us to manifest, express as all the good things in life. So yes, to answer your question, we keep at it until we have that position in consciousness to where we do believe that our source is the all-providing source that never says no and that is continually giving. And you know, divine giving is His grace.
That's great. And we're going to go into our first break with the Financial Truth. You are listening to the Financial Truth with Carla Cargill. We'll be right back.
Hey, I wish there was a phone number. 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. Thankful for the radio station.